Hey, this is Mike. You're listening to Piece of Work on WMCBLPFM 107.9 FM. Last on the dial, first in our hearts. This is a unique intro to Piece of Work. What happened was I forgot the password to the recording computer in the studio. So we typically record our live broadcasts so they can be rebroadcast later in the week. The beginning of my show was lost forever to the live world, not recorded. I finally got, after three songs, got it recorded, got it started. So here's the repair voiceover intro to Sunday's rebroadcast of June 8th. Let's go with June 8th, 2026, when I was live in the studio. Thanks for tuning in. You know what you missed? You missed Powerhouse of the Cell doing a song called Record. They're a Philly band. They put out a record in 2024. And then you missed the Seattle band Casual Hex doing Active Wire from 2025's Zigzag Lady Illusion 2. And when I stop talking, the music will fade up with partway through a song called King of Birds by the New York City band Family Vision. Thanks for tuning in to this unique rebroadcast.
Listen to that hi-hat. Behind me, the bed music. It's a new band from Boston called Crystal Lizards. It's members of Karate and Beat Circus and Township. All instrumental. Before that, what do we hear? Move this mic. Boing. Yeah, that was Music Mouse from Baltimore, Maryland. That was my favorite release from 2024. And they've been playing shows, but they haven't been releasing anything. And that was only an EP, a four-song EP. So you might imagine the material is plentiful. Let's go. That was on Canadian Duck Tapes, the label. Self-titled release. The song's called Pleasure Maze. Again, band Music Mouse, which was like an old early like synthesizer piece of software for the Apple. Apple IIe, maybe. Before that, Family Vision from New York. New York. Self-released. Good for you, Family Vision. A song called King of Birds. Also from 2024. A release called Chop Shop. Before that, from Seattle, Washington, Casual Hex, Active Wire, from 2025. A release called Zigzag Lady Illusion 2. Came out on Youth Riot Records, and before that, the set began with its self-release from a Philly band. Good for you, Powerhouse of the Cell. The song was called Record, or Record. We don't know. Came out in 2024 on a release called Module 1. You're listening to Piece of Work on 107.9 LPFM from Greenfield, Massachusetts. Maybe you're streaming it on WMCB.net. Follow along at Instagram, Piece of Work PV, all one word. PV stands for Pioneer Valley, which is where we broadcast from. What we got coming up? My notes are incomplete, but the spreadsheet's never incomplete. And where do we always go in this show? We always go to Australia. Let's do that now. Eddie Current Suppression Ring surprised everybody by releasing something new, a full album, and it's a, you know, all killer, no filler. It's called In Light of Recent Events. Self-released. Well, it's on Suppression Records, but that's their label, and their labels only ever release their own stuff. So let's say self-released, and let's say good for you, Eddie Current Suppression Ring. Like I said, all killer, but the one I chose is a song called Bop, B-O-P. Let's hear it on Piece of Work. Thanks for tuning in.
Motion animal can change. Shit gets tired, we can rearrange it. Through the faces animal can make. A lot of repetition animal can change. Shit gets tired, we can rearrange it.
Postal system, save your best thoughts. things are good intentions, and that's all they are. Good intentions are good intentions, they only get you so far.
That was a local block with a smooth 2-for-1 transition to our weekly guaranteed trip to Australia. I'll get to it. The trick I pulled, I will tell you about it. But first, we'll talk about the local bands from Hadley, Massachusetts. That was Bucket, fronted by Will Meyer, who you might know from Vegan Pizza Land or from the band Stoner Will and the Narcs, friends of the show. I guess Bucket was on hiatus since maybe 17 or 18 and just released a single from an upcoming record called Beyond the Pale, which will come out this year on the Hudson Valley label Sad Cactus. It was Bucket doing Good Intentions. Before that, also friends of the show from Holyoke, Massachusetts, self-released Good For You, Folly of Three. That was Lunar from their self-titled release. I think it was maybe 5 songs, came out in 2025, and they're hitting the road. They're going to go south with their sister band Tall Tees, and they're going to play with Fake Nudes, who were on Chunklet Records, and I believe our Philly band. They're going to play with Harold, who played up here recently, and with the terrific Added Dimensions, who we play in the show a lot, from Richmond, Virginia. Have a good tour, Folly of Three and Tall Tees. Watch out for them if you're streaming from down south. Before that was Franklin's Mint, and that's how I made the pivot from the Australia to local block. Franklin Mint is fronted by Phil, who's a part-time Pioneer Valley resident and a part-time Melbourne, Australia resident. That was from his release that came out at the end of last year, Depression Era Ultra High Frequency, self-release. Good For You, Franklin Mint. Or did it come out in the Sunburned label? I sort of have it in my head that it did. My notes say self-released. Song was called Baby, My Life. Baby Comma, My Life, I should say, Franklin's Mint. That was, set began with no part-time residency. That was straight up Melbourne, Australia band Eddie Current, Suppression Ring, doing a song called Bop from their new full-length, self-released, just came out, called In the Light of Recent Events. Behind me is a band that will be playing at Great Falls Harvest on Thursday, July 2nd. Blues Ambush, a three-piece from Philly. They're coming and playing with Apey, also known as Animal Piss It's Everywhere, a local band. And the Spatulas, who are now a Bloomington, Indiana band, who are on tour. Again, that's Thursday, July 2nd at Great Falls Harvest with Blues Ambush, the bed music that is sitting behind me or under me, or to my right as the mixing board is. We're going to hear now from something from Chicago. Three self-releasers followed by something new on Smoking Room Records. It's going to go Chicago, Kansas City, Austin, Texas, and I'm not going to tell you where the third one's from. Let's hear now from Answering Machine, who's also out on tour. This is from the 2024 release, The Big Catch. They're the Chicago band. The song's called Pizza Driver. Thanks for listening to Piece of Work on 107.9 FM, WMCB.net.
I'm
Something new from Smirk. That was the second single from Smirk's soon-to-be-released early July, I think. Record on Smoking Room Records. The release is called Speculative Fiction. That song was called Abide. And we're working to bring Smirk to Turner's Falls in early August. So keep your eyes peeled for info about that. Before that, Commercial Breaks from Austin, Texas. Self-released, as were the two prior. Self-titled release that came out in 2025. This is why I Want a Gun was the name of that one. Before that, Tom Hyland, who's an occasional WFMU DJ, has a label called Dot Dash Sounds. And he puts out these mixtapes. You can find them on Bandcamp. You can buy them in the physical form. That was from tape number 2, which came out in 2025. It was a band from Kansas City, Missouri. Genre. Imagine Googling that. I couldn't find anything. I quit pretty quickly, but Google, you always put the band name in space and then band. It usually does it. So you imagine putting genre, space, band. Yeah. Still Nothing was the name of that song. Still Nothing from Tom Hyland's Dot Dash Sounds mixtape number 2. And the set began with something from Chicago, Illinois, also self-released. Answering Machine did a song called Pizza Driver from their 2024 release, The Big Catch. Bed music behind me is Bobby Lee of Sheffield, UK. I guess he has a new record coming out, but first he dropped like a collection of just lo-fi demos, sort of. I've got 11 minutes left before I expect to see Vincent Dan Gogh arrive and start another edition of Voyager 3 Live. In that time, we can fit a few more in. Thanks for listening to Piece of Work on WMCB. Let's hear from the Boston area band, also calling Brooklyn home, self-released, American Ninja Warrior is the name of the band, Being Bad from their 2026 release, Truly We Have Risen.
Now I've been
Position in the microphone. We just heard two from Montreal, Canada. That was Helene Barbier. She's coming down south, maybe end of, I think it's this fall. Tour dates announced. She'll be hitting Boston and maybe Providence. Not us. I'm sorry. I worked on it, but you know. Kindness in a Cup was that one from 2025's Panorama on Bond Sound. Before that, self-released, also from Montreal, Canada, a single by the band Barnacle. The song was Pharmacy, came out in 2025. Set began with a band that used to be Boston-based or had Boston members, I think still does. They call Brooklyn home on their band camp. That was American. I've done it twice now. American Ninja Warriors, and Warriors was spelled with a Z, as they do now. 2026, that came out on the release Truly We Have Risen. The band, the song was called Being Bad. I've got 1 minute left. We'll start this Sun Organ song. They're from Philly on Julia's War record. It's called It Comes in Peace, and we got to get Dan on the turntables and the mixer. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.